Well, a God morning to you. Welcome back to the God School. We're in a series wherein we are speaking of the God Spiel. And we've said it before, that word, our English word, comes from the German, God Spiel, God spoke, God says, God said, God speak. And we're talking to people who, by God speak, by God's word, have heard the good news, called the gospel, which Paul says is the power of God unto salvation, soterion. This word, soterion, being described by the Wycliffe Bible translators to be the hardest word of all to translate into another language, for it is all-encompassing, but ultimately salvation is going to be for us what God initially spoke when he made Adam. Bible says Adam, not man. And his intention was expressed. He said, let us, and it is in the plural, folks. God said, let us make man in our image. And what God says, he will do. Last week we used that verse from the epistle to Titus, the second verse of the first chapter, wherein it says, in the hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began. What is this God that cannot lie? You know, for God to be God means he can do whatever he wants. But the Bible clearly tells us that words and things are the same with God. When he says it, it is. Whether we see it yet or not, he being the eternal, excuse me, has all eternity. To make it good. And he has called his church, his chosen, his children unto eternal life, and he's done it by speaking. Today I want to go to another psalm. very close to Psalm 31 that we did last time. I want to go to Psalm 33. Let's just read for a while. It says, rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous. Who's the righteous? Those who have been gifted righteousness by God. The righteous by faith. Those who are trusting God. Those who are acting on His promises. Knowing that His promises, His word, is more real than all that we might encounter in this life. Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely, praise is befitting for the upright, those recipients of His grace, of His peace, of His gift of faith, of the gift of the righteousness of God. Praise the Lord with harp. Sing unto Him with the psaltery and with an instrument of 10 strings. Sing unto Him a new song. Play skillfully with a loud. For the word of the Lord is right, and all His works, truth, are done. That's added by the translators. All His works, truth, in His true Lord's Prayer, John 17, Jesus said of His Father and ours, Thy word is truth. You remember last week? We read from the 3rd chapter of Malachi, that verse number 6, which says, For I am the Lord, I change not. Today's world, in this me first, progressive society, wherein it's taught everything changes. Therefore, there is no truth because everything changes. And what is truth is what works for me. And therefore, what works for me is truth. No, the Word of God is truth. And God says, I change not. Thank God He changes not. Thank God His Word is forever settled in heaven. He loveth righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. Better translation, full of the mercy of the Lord. And you know, folks, truly mercy is given to those who don't deserve it. Think on that. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the hosts of them by the breath of His mouth. 9th verse says, or let's just keep going. He gathereth the waters of the sea together as an heap. He layeth up the deep in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Folks, I've said it 100 times This word, yare, has to do with respect and with reverence, not trembling. There's another word translated fear for trembling. This is not it. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spake, and it was commanded, and it stood fast. Back to the word, back to speaking, back to saying, back to the God spiel, God's word. I did a little study of verse 6 of this psalm and went to the Septuagint. Now, this is a straight translation of the Greek, so it may not make perfect sense in the arrangements of the words, but it says, the, that's a definite article, logos, leg, logos, to speak, log, to choose by speaking. Logos, listen to this, a word uttered by a living voice, and our God lives. The logos, the of the kairos, from the word comes from supremacy. He to whom a Lord, he to whom a person or thing belongs. Listen. Of which the heavens, Ohi, Uranos, of the heavens, Stereo, were established, made strong, and the Pneuma, spirit of the mouth of himself, all the dunamis. Paul says, I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God. Dunamis, same root from which we get our word dynamite. It's the power of him. That ninth verse says, because he spoke, it came into existence. He commanded, and in the Greek, in the Septuagint, this word commanded is in the middle voice. In other words, he commanded for himself. King James says, and it stood fast. The Greek Septuagint would have us understand that it says, and created. The word comes through the idea of proprietorship of the manufacturer, Lord, to whom we belong. We get that our word, our English word, church, from a derivative of that word, kurios. It comes via the Middle East, north and west, through northwestern Europe. The word in the Greek is kuriakon, and it means that which belongs to the Lord. That's the church. It's not the building you go to on the corner every Sunday. You're the church. We're the church. If God has given you ears to hear his word and given you a heart to believe in his word and given you a mouth to confirm that which the heart believes, if he has given you that gift of faith, Paul opens every one of his epistles with the words, the grace, unmerited favor, and peace, cessation of againstness. God is not against us anymore because of the gospel, for that which was due us, Jesus Christ took upon himself. And that handwriting of ordinances, the law, which was against us, all it could do was tell us that we were sinners, was nailed to the tree along with Jesus Christ, who took upon himself all our iniquities. I love this verse, verse 10. The Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathen to naught, and he maketh the devices of the people of none effect. You see all this going around us today, attempting to take all the liberties which the Constitution, which was a new order of ages, no longer the king ruled, but the law ruled. Counsel of the heathen to naught. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the thoughts of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people whom he has chosen for his own inheritance. From start to finish, God's word is so consistent. The people he has chosen for his own inheritance. The Lord looketh from heaven, and he beholdeth the sons of men. From the place of his habitation, he looketh upon all inhabitants of the earth. He fashioneth their heart alike. He considers all their works. Listen to this. There is no king saved by a multitude of an host. A mighty man is not delivered by much strength. An horse is a vain thing of safety. Neither shall he deliver any by his great strength. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him. Remember what I said. Upon them that hope in his mercy, that have the understanding that I need mercy, surely, that you, whoever you are, that's hearing this word today, that you need mercy. Why? To deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. David says in that wonderful Psalm 37, I have been young and now I'm old, and I've never seen the saints of God forsaken. Famines come, but God's word is to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waiteth for the Lord, for he is our help and shield. Kyrios is our help. That is Jesus. Jehovah Ashua, the Lord, our helper. Ah, yay! For our heart shall rejoice in him, because we have trusted in his holy name. Trusted. The word in the Hebrew is batak. It means to lean upon a staff with your whole weight, with the expectation that that staff will hold you up. Trusted in his holy name. We have leaned upon the name of God. What's your situation? Is it upheaval? Jehovah Shalom. Is it of lacking anything? Jehovah Jireh. Is it understanding that our righteousness is as a filthy rag? Jehovah Tsidkenu, the Lord, our righteousness. Is it sickness? Jehovah Rapha, we lean upon his holy name. And the prayer, let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us according as we hope in thee. I want to close today with a story I've told before, but it's been a while. You on shortwave radio have not heard it. But so the story goes, there was a missionary couple that spent 40 years in Africa preaching the gospel, building churches, building care facilities, schools. And after 40 years of service, it was their time to retire. And so they're on a boat crossing the Atlantic. And on the same boat was Teddy Roosevelt, returning from one of his famous safaris. And as the boat docked in the New York Harbor, there was great fanfare, streamers, music, wonderful adulations, welcoming home Teddy Roosevelt. And as this couple stood on the deck overlooking the massive crowd welcoming Roosevelt home, the wife looked upon the husband, and he had a very dour look, and she said, "Husband, what's the problem?" And he, looking out at all that was going on around about him, he said, "Here we are. We've served the Lord faithfully for 40 years. And here we are, and there's no one welcoming us. We're not sure of the home we're going to. We have nothing to show for all these years of faithful service, complaint after complaint." And the wife looked at the husband and said, "Dear, I think you need to go to the cabin and pray a while." And he did as his wife suggested. And he came back a while later, and he had a glowing look on his face. And the wife looked at him and said, "Did you pray?" He said, "Yes, I did." And he said, "And did the Lord answer you?" And he said, "Yes, he did." "Well, tell me, what did he say?" He said, "You're not home yet. You're not home yet." Let mercy be upon us as we hope in thee. We're talking about God's eternal word. We're talking about God's eternal calling of us. We're talking about life eternal with God. Jesus said, "This is life eternal, that a man may know thee, the one true God, and Jesus Christ, whom he has sent." If our hope in God is in this life only, Paul the Apostle said, we are most miserable of men. But that is not the testimony of the people who belong to the Lord, who are recipients of his grace and of his peace and of his gift of faith and of his righteousness. I would end with this today. The fifth chapter of Galatians, the fifth verse, says, "For we, through or by the Spirit," that is the Spirit of God, "wait for the hope of righteousness through or by faith. I am not ashamed of the Godspiel, for it is the power of God unto salvation." And that's the God School for today.